This is an MUT Radio podcast.
0681608832. It is 11:30 and it's time for that interesting conversation engenga kuluma ngayo earlier on ukuthi sizoba nayo. And with me in studio, I've got colleagues from E Department of Community Engagement and Development from down there, SM Hall, where they are stationed. They're joining me live. They will introduce themselves. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. We really appreciate Eskatsenu. First, Linje, if you can just briefly introduce yourself and Nogoti, what role do you play at Mangosuthu University of Technology?
Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure to be here today. Igama lami nginguDudu Thabede. Ngiqhamuka eSivu Sisizwe Africa Initiative, and we are in a partnership with EMUT Community Engagement and Development Directorate.
Oh, okay.
Anghambi genge, anghamba no deputy chairperson way too.
Jabulukwa lana, my name is Vuma Mfeka. I'm the deputy chairperson of Sivu Sisizwe Africa Initiative.
So I was mistaken, man, it's in Nibuya Gui Department Yaga Community Engagement. Nisibin sana na.
Yeah, we are partners with them. We come from the community. Yala, Mlaz.
Okay. Now, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. Maybe you are doing a lot of things. Maybe if you can just briefly tell us about institution ye nokuthi nisebenza kanjani yini, what are your roles emphakathini?
So iSivu Sisizwe is an organization eyaqalwa by single mothers raising sons alone to really support adolescent boys and young men. So sikhuluma ngabafana abakuma teens from the age of 13 years to about 17 years. And then we haven't really started, but our next phase is going to be working with young men. So these will be young men abalagma institutions, you know. Again, young men who've grown up without their fathers.
Yes.
We also want to support, we've started supporting single mothers as well. And perhaps just to give a context, and I don't know if you know this, ukuthi fatherlessness is so rife, particularly in our community. It's estimated that 70% of children currently are growing up without the presence of a father at home. In our board, we are trying to make sure that we've got as many men as possible because, you know, as single mothers, we've been raising kids.
Yes.
But now at their teen, once they are in their teens, abafana in particular, they want to voice yobudvuma, you know, and other men, yes, you know, to guide them. And also because, you know, they've gone through this journey of being young and they will be able, you know, to guide them. So yeah, that's what we do. We focus, we're based here, Gwadi Mlazi, and we focus on the townships because those are underserviced areas. I myself, I'm a single mother, and we've got a board, we've got our chairperson, and we've got various members. And when we discovered that we were probably experiencing similar challenges in raising particularly young men once they get to that teen period.
Yes, yes.
And when we were looking for tools, brochures, information that was culturally sensitive that could assist us to have these difficult discussions, number one, with our boys, but also to assist us as parents, you know, just to be able to see what are our blind spots so that we could guide our boys better. We realized that there was a need for this organization. And obviously that has been proven because of the, I think, just of the demand, you know, for our service.
Now, I understand that you are working on a certain project, which is something that you wanted to share with us. Maybe if you can just provide the details of a project and Prince Gwayo Njengamanje, maybe the name, who are the project leaders, Unoma Nisebenzisana Nobani, as well as a target community, who is your main target, kuleyo project leyo, and maybe some of the activities that you will be doing throughout the project.
So maybe I would really like to bring in Ubud Vuma, yes, one of the most successful principals that we've had even in South Africa. Wow. You know, because we do, we started doing camps, which were winter camps last year. We had 50 kids that had registered, but 31 who attended because was my holidays.
Yes.
And I would like Ubud Vuma to actually talk about that experience and what the boys gained from that, because I think he will be able to articulate that very well.
Yes, over to you, sir.
Yeah, I must say, for me, being with the boys is one of the best experiences I also like to share, because I was a school teacher, as Julius pointed out. So for me to be with the young kids is always a good passion. Mm. So when we're with these boys, we want to assure them that not being with a father does not mean it's the end of the world for you. You can do things the way you want. You can have other people who are going to motivate you. So we always talk to the boys when we've got camps, like we did. We've had more than 2 camps, I think. And when we speak to these boys, they really enjoy to be with people that they are not their spiritual fathers or biological fathers, chose to say. Mm. So they really enjoy that moment. They call me a coach because I also like to, I was a soccer player, as a professional footballer. So wow, they heard about that, yeah. So they always refer me to me as a coach.
As coach.
Yeah, Coach Babu Mfega. So we have a very cordial relationship with the boys. Mm. Even I see them in the surroundings, age section, because most of them come from age section,
yes,
or D section. When they see me, they always refer to me as coach. So I must say, therefore, that what Dudu and the board are doing, and ourselves, of course, is helping me a great deal, because we have learned when we go to these schools, we speak to school principals. They tell us that 70% of the boys don't stay with their biological fathers.
Mm.
So, and this is really, really, really a challenge to our communities. So that is why we still have to engage more schools and more boys and more mothers, so that we shape better people in future. Because that's why maybe most of them are in prisons like Westville and yeah, other places, because they don't have role models. And some of the role models are people who steal cars in the township.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Yeah. So we want to give them the role models that are going to shape their future to be responsible citizens and responsible parents.
It is indeed a challenge to grow up in the townships, because I myself am one of those people who grew up in the township, seeing all these things without a father, had to maneuver around and just try to find this thing yempilo ukuthi isebenza kanjani by my own. With luckily my mother was there, but sometimes you need that father figure in your life, and I love what you guys are doing. But since you started, how has the community been? Are they accepting this project that you are doing? How has the response been from the community at large?
The response has been absolutely amazing. Mm. You know, for the service and also just for, you know, for supportive programs like
yes,
this. We work with Ingane Seskoleni from grade 7, grade 8. So now this year we are in, we've got our second cohort that we've, that we recruited. And Eikoleni Bati, omama bathi yindaba singasebenzi namantombazane abangenabo obaba and then abanye bathi yindaba singathathi abantwana babafana abangekho esikoleni so sasho sathi you know uma usaqala uyacathula awuthi uqala nje ubugijiba so you know so that's why we've limited ourselves to kids that are at school doing grade 7 8 and just a few probably that are in grade 9. We spent 4 days in a camp here to Kala.
Okay.
And we exposed Abantwana to a lot of information and a lot of really fun experiences. So we had Sanka, for example, as a partner. They came and they talked about addiction. Mm. Because sometimes cabanguti addiction, eyama drugs pela or addiction, mhlambe yotshwala kuphela. And there are lots of addictions. Mm. So Abantwana really learned a lot. And actually that session came up as one of their, you know, best sessions. And you could see ukuthi kunabantwana who have started really paying more attention to some of the drugs that are available elokishini. Why are we doing this? We're doing this because but abantwana abakhula bengenabo baba, because what do fathers do? Fathers are the ones that actually provide structure and guidance and guide, you know, abantwana. You know, they tell you you can go this far, but beyond this you can't go. And it's important for our fathers to be involved, particularly emsebenzi abantwana besikole baba encourage.
Yes.
And kuthiwa iy'ngane they learn through observation.
Yes.
So uma kuwumntwana womfana uyamdinga umuntu wesilisa abone ukuthi what it means to be a man, you know, how they love their mother, how caring they are, you know, as men, because those are all the things abantwana besilisa abayifundayo. Go baba baba. So get to iingane zabafana ezingakhuli no baba. They are at risk of probably, you know, being victims of GBV themselves or being the ones that are perpetrating a GBV. They're also at risk of probably experimenting with a drug and drugs and alcohol because they're at a stage like peer pressure, you know, it plays a big role. So we in our program we've started introducing abanye bababiza ngo social fathers. Sisakhula ke thina kwakuthiwa umntwana ukhuliswa yi community.
Yes.
So uma kunobaba okhona, kunobhuto okhona, kunomama okhona, you know,
it takes a village to raise a child. Yes.
So we are saying let's not focus on who's not there. Let's focus on who's there. We still have extended family. O malume, ukhona o coach, ukhona o pastor elokishini, khona nalabo obhuti nje ama rise, obesathi awoza lamfana namu ngwashela imoto, athola ukuthi uyamthanda nje lo mfana angakwazi ukuthi am guide. So we are encouraging, basically we want to start this community movement. Ukuthi nawe start with your family. You need to start where you are and with what you have. We've started this organization literally with nothing, and our board members, Obudvuma, we've got Ubugiwe Duma, who is our chairperson. We've got actually a lot of very committed board members, and they put in their time and they put in their money. Then we have Indabe Mveka Foundation that's our benefactor that's been supporting us.
Yes,
the MUT is our biggest partner. We're even talking about this program. We are here today because of the partnership with MUT, which literally started last year in 2023. And whilst we've benefited from it in the sense that I think it really cast a lens on the work that we are doing and really gave us a great profile and awareness. Also, we're able to meet other partners that we're collaborating with. But I think also what we've done is that now we've brought the kids here. All of a sudden, iy'ngane zithi, you know, imangosuthu bese sidlule nje la ngaphandle kuvaliwe emagetini. And now we are walking, you know, in the corridors.
I was actually about to ask about your relationship with imangosuthu, particularly the Department of Community Engagement and Development, because and ask you, Uguti, was it a strategic move to take it to Emangosuthu? Earlier on, you were showing me pictures of your first camp that was currently taking place, Kunala Emangosuthu. Was it somehow a strategic move so that bezobona ukuthi what's happening Emangosuthu, not only focus on izinto mhlawumbe abazosifunda, but just to learn about the institution at large and what is EMUT benefiting from that?
It's, you know, I think Emangosuthu found us rather than us planning, you know, to attract Emangosuthu. One of the members of CAD attended a session eyayenziwe one of our ambassadors. I don't know if you guys, do you know Usibusiso Vilani?
I'm not familiar.
The first African to climb Mount Everest.
Oh, wow.
And he's done that twice. He's run Comrades Marathon 15 times, has medals 14 times.
Wow.
He has climbed Kilimanjaro, leading teams. You know, this was the 37th time he's just come back from. So he's an African that has achieved so much. Mm. He's our ambassador. So he came in October 2022, and one of the members of MUT, CAD, was there.
Mm.
And they looked at what we were doing, and I think they could see perhaps we could work together. And that really happened. What that has done is that even for us, for me personally, I mean, I come from this section.
Yes.
I've never been in this institution,
Wow.
So it has really opened. It has opened the eyes of our boys. It has made them realize what actually they can be here and they can study here.
Yes.
And therefore they want more for themselves, When we were doing our camps, we also took them to fun activities. You know, we went to Shaka Marine was when we launched. We went to Shark Sport. We went to Shark Sport. We took them to a Kenneth Steinbank e-game reserve, which is just up the road from your one of your residents.
Montclair.
Yes.
So we took them there. And it's to open their eyes. And it's to say, you know, even though you may not see some of these professions in your surroundings, they exist because a tuingane can only dream about something that they've heard of or they've seen.
Yes.
So we want to expose them also to men, positive male role models that have achieved a lot. In fact, recently we had Dr. Sandile Mthimkhulu.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you know about him.
Yes,
He's written a book that says warriors have scars because he also grew up, you know, with challenges of a father. And so when we're celebrating the International Day of the Boy Child, we went to Teguini Municipality and then we took our boys to, it's a ship. The Logos Hope ship that was here in 2016. So it was here in May, and they were exposed to books. It's the biggest floating book fair in the world with about 5,000 books. Why are we doing that? We are doing that to encourage our kids to actually look for information and knowledge themselves. Because as you know, if you want to hide information from abantu bamnyama, you need to put it in a book.
Exactly.
We want to dispel that because we even have got our own authors now. That's why we're exposing them to our own authors, you know, who are bringing their stories and really sharing their life journey. So the reading, the project that we're going to be doing again in partnership with MUT, but this time it's going to be the department that is led by Dr. Connie Israel, which is institutional advancement.
Mm.
We're going to be doing a reading and mentorship program. So we will have these mobile libraries where we will have mentors that will spend time and read with the kids. So reading is just a platform. It could be creative. It could be poem. But it's just a platform for our mentors to, you know, to speak to kids, and hopefully we'll have interest from the students here who would want to be volunteers
to be part,
and they can read with our kids. I don't know. Maybe
you have said
something.
It very, very well.
Babuvuma, I just wanted to ask now. Mthabete spoke a lot about Izinteni Zenzayo and the things that you're still going to do that are coming up and the projects that you are currently working on. But I wanted to ask about the challenges now, because as much as you started this thing, Mhlampe, communities in Dezinle, but I'm sure there must be challenges that you are currently facing or that you usually face kuma projects in Joelugwenza.
You're right. There are quite a number of challenges because there's a lot of demand for the for these projects. But now, you know, we must get this post from one point to another point. So transport becomes a great challenge. And because most of them don't come from homes where the parents are working.
Yes.
So we've got to try and find transport for them, find accommodation for them, find something for them to eat. So that's why our CEO, Ms. Dudu Tabet, is trying to raise funds for this organization, because without funds, there's not much we can do. But we try to work with the resources that we have, few as they are, to see that we do these things. There are big plans that we need to carry out. For instance, in some of the schools that we are working with these boys, we have started the program of gardens where they are planting cabbages, spinach, and other things.
Oh, wow.
So we want to transfer that to their own homes, where there's one home, one garden. So that's why we want this program to be in all the schools in Umlaas.
Wow.
So that's a mammoth task. And so we are really, really pleading with our partners to get us and find us funding. Once we've got funding, I'm sure we'll do all this, because this is not only a Umlaas issue, it's a national problem. But we have to start somewhere. So we're starting in this township, and the response that we're getting from principals and parents is wonderful. They're all supporting this program. So as you have said, the greatest challenge is the funds. So we need to work to get funding so that we get our program running.
Despite the challenges, how do you ensure that the project remains sustainable now and continues to benefit the community in a long term?
Yeah, I think I must give great credit to our CEO. She works really,
no,
really
shout out
hard.
To that. Shout out to that. No, we need to give credit where it's due.
Yeah, really,
no,
yeah.
shout out CEO. Yeah. No, man, it's an amazing project.
It's a team's effort. It's a team's effort.
Yes.
We've got an amazing team. We really have got such committed, you know, the board of directors. They don't just give time. They give time. They give their connections. They also, you know, sponsor us with some money.
Yes.
I wanted to add to the challenges. The biggest challenge we have is men, is finding men.
Mm.
This program, we should be literally not be leading now. We should be at the back and really be supporting the program.
Yes.
We need young men to be involved, to mentor boys. We're looking for positive role models, male businessmen, you know, who are going to come and guide and mentor our kids. And we've got to do it ourselves. I mean, we are in Mandela Month.
Yes.
And really, we need to be the change that we want to see in our communities. And we can't expect other communities to come and mentor our kids. So if there was the biggest challenge that we have, we talk about funding, but it's people devoting their time to guiding boys for us. So if we can have a pool even of volunteers here at universities and other, you know, positive male role models that you guys know, that can be part of the program. That would be an amazing, I think, win.
Well, because of time, time is not on our side. Just by wrapping up, you were also speaking about this month being Men's Month and also the Mandela Month. And I'm sure you are doing this not only on this month, but on every day month where you are doing good for somebody else. Some people are spending 67 minutes of good acts. You guys are doing it every month and every day. Shout out to that. But my last questions, maybe do you have any hopes and aspirations for the future of the community because of this project?
Absolutely. I think that what Mangosuthu MUT has done is absolutely amazing. I think this is a model that can be used by other institutions of higher learning. So we would love to present this as a model that other universities can adopt, and they start their own civil society chapter in their own communities. And number two, as we've said, we've just been working with teenage boys, but now we are planning a program where we'll start engaging young men at university. And we will start with Mangosuthu, and hopefully, you know, we can work with Dr. Ntuli.
Yes,
but other universities would like other universities to start these male, you know, to create safe spaces for young men to be able to talk and to support mothers. But ultimately, what we want to do is to start producing resources, tools, brochures, information on your cell phone that's boys in a language that is understood by our own boys.
Yes.
I wanted to say that, you know, you talk about shout outs. Send a shout out to Usia, the poet, who is doing second year here, who is one of our amazing volunteers.
Wow.
So Muta Abafana.
Wow. Shout out to Usia.
Yeah, Usia with his team, Nozinhle, you know, Mbili. You know, they are, you know, it's a team of three students that that have volunteered, that we're working with. And hopefully the next camp is going to be emceeing, babe exposed to a culture, yesiZulu, babone impomo, nanokuthi umfana ukhula kanjani, kuze kufike la ezoba ibutho khona. So for us, that's the reason why we're doing this, so that abantwana besilisa, you know, they have resources, they've got like these conversation starters that will help them to have conversation.
Yes.
With their family.
And hopefully, Nathi, as MUT Radio, totally invite from some of the events in Nizobe Niwenza throughout the community, so that Nathi, Sizozwela, from them as well, the boys, Wuti, how are they finding the project, and how are they, mhlawumbe differences, esebe wabonile, while sebe qalile this project. So, like, mhlawumbe to be part of that in the near future.
You will definitely be part of it. You always get an invite.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Really appreciate this, Kansenu. But last, nitholakala kuphi mhlambe there's a boy listening, mhlambe there's a volunteer listening ukuthi now they want to assist, nitholakala kuphi nendawo?
So ngicela ukunikeza inumber yami.
Yes.
066 20 24 300. I-website yethu as well, it's just www.sivusisizwe.com. Bazoyithola yonke information. You can also find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter, @sivusisizwe.
No, thank you so much. Really appreciate this, Katsena, and for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Plucky at the cold on MUT Radio. Coming up next, we've got Ulinda Kwenza.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.